Guys, it's Jewel.
Hi, Jewel. It's Jane. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, I want to start at the very beginning. I have so many questions. Before you were asked to be on the show, were you familiar with the show when they asked you? Did you have to Google it? Like, what was your familiarity level with the premise?
I remember when the show came to the States. I was actually aware of the show in Asia. And then Dina Katz let me know when it was coming over here. And so I've been kind of keeping tabs on it.
And were you always secretly thinking, I want to be on it? Or did they have to talk you into it?
You know, one of the things that really made me do this show, which I don't know that anybody talks about, but as a single mom musician, it's really hard. Like most women, we age out of the music business, not just because it's not very kind to women as we get older, but becoming a parent is just hard in this job because we have to tour and travel, and being a single mom is really difficult. And so I've always obviously chose my son. So looking for opportunities that let me be a musician and a mom that are popular, that get you out there without taking you away or uprooting my son from school is hard. So for me, this show is like a really perfect fit for me because it allowed me to do something creatively that I've never gotten to do, which is just focus on my technical ability vocally. And let me continue to be a mom. So it was perfect.
That angle hadn't even occurred to me. That is really serendipitous. That's amazing. So in terms of the actual show itself, we've all heard about how crazy the security is on it. I read that one person got picked up, like in order to get to the show, like from a 7-Eleven, and they drive these crazy routes so that people can't follow you. Did you have like crazy security stories when you were doing it?
They're very serious about it. Like they are not joking at all whatsoever. I had no idea who else was going to be on the show. I had no idea, you know, what they were singing. I never got to see anybody sing. So all you're really doing is focusing on yourself and your own performance.
So they didn't even want you to be guessing like who other people were. You couldn't even see them.
No, you always were separated. You know, you'd come at your own time. You'd show up on the studio in your own slot. And then you have your own trailer and you're never in the like actual room where other people are singing. If there is somebody before you, sometimes, you know, you'd see like them in their costume, maybe just as you're walking on stage or something like that.
Did you, I read that they, so when you were performing, obviously you were using the portable voice changer, right?
Yes.
And so was that your idea to do the Southern accent?
Yeah, that was my idea to do the accent. You know, I feel like when you do the show, people can't see your face, obviously. And that's generally how we connect to people's emotionality. And so this is obviously forcing you to focus just on the voice. So I felt like having aspects of me that remained really sincere and just very authentic was really important, but then changing other things that were more superfluous. So I felt like an accent was a pretty innocent thing to change. But I didn't want to change my singing incredibly or really like change what my mission or my soul is about, sort of my essence.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, and I think that shows, especially in the song choices, like, I mean, you were born to sing Patsy Cline, She's Got You. Were those your choices? Like, were you able to make your exclusive, like, I want to do Firework or something like that?
Yeah, I got to pick all the songs. You obviously had to make sure they would clear. There were a couple songs I wanted to do that didn't clear, but I took the show really seriously. You know, when I decided to do it, I came up with a list of songs because actually that was a huge draw for me in doing the show. Was a lot of these songs made me want to become a singer and made me want to become a writer. I find a lot of these songs really heroic, like Lovey on Rose and She's Got You. And there's a lot of really smart, heartfelt pop songs that writers have done such a good job on, like Firework. And so it was really fun for me to, and I spent a lot of time arranging them. You know, I worked really closely with the music producer, director, Miguel. And so I just had a ton of creative fun getting to do it.
You can tell. I think that really shows. And so did you, now we have an EP of your incredible renditions of these songs. Did you like halfway through decide, wow, these songs do mean so much to me, I want to do an EP of them? Or was that something that you went into it with, was what a great way to end up with this EP? Where did the evolution of the EP start?
It wasn't until I walked off stage of my very last song after Firework, where it kind of dawned on me that I really wanted these songs to have a home, to get to be able to live forever. I knew my fans would want, you know, copies of some of them, especially like Love Yen Rose and She's Got You. And so it really came up to me at the end of it. But yeah, I'd put so much work into the arrangements and into singing them, and just ended up having so much fun. I kind of thought of it at the end.
That's fantastic. And now it's here. And rumor has it that we are going to get a new studio album from you very soon.
I do. I have a record coming out called Freewheelin' Woman. Really pushed myself to write for my voice. I feel like one thing in my career I've never really done is, you know, and that's again, another reason I wanted to do The Masked Singer, was I've never written for my voice. I've just written for the story and for the lyric. But I was always a much better singer than my own songs even allowed me to show. And so on this new album, I really wrote with that in mind. I wrote rangier material. And of course, I wanted to try something new because I get bored if I do the same thing twice. So this has kind of a Muscle Shoals soul pop feel.
Wow, writing for your voice instead of the lyric. I've never heard that phrase before, but that is so powerful. That's really profound. I can't wait to hear it. Can you give us a little insight as to when we're going to get Freewheelin' Woman?
I actually don't know. I'm looking on my notes here to see if I know, but I don't think I know.
I love that. You're like, hold on, let me see if it's in my phone. Again, congratulations. Oh, wait, I also have to ask one more thing. While the show was going, were you like loving the guesses that people were making? Like people for a little while thought it was Gaga or Helena Bonham Carter. Were you like Googling who people thought you were?
It was pretty fun to see. I've been watching the show with my son. And, you know, in my career, I really fought for my creative, I don't know what you would say, my freedom sort of, you know. I always, Bob Dylan and Neil Young really ingrained it in me to follow my muse musically and to do what I wanted. And so I've covered lots of genres from pop to country to folk and dance. So it was kind of fun that on the show, I got to show that range and sing so many styles of music, but it was also neat to see that reflected in the guesses, that it was everything from Kristen Chenoweth to Helen Bonham Carter, you know, like actresses. And that was pretty fun for me.
Oh, I bet it was. So again, we cannot wait for Freewheelin' Woman. Check your phone and find out when we get that. And congratulations again. It was so fun and so exciting. And it was fun and exciting to talk to you about it as well.
Thank you. I'm so glad to see you.
Thank you so much. You too. Take care.
Right. Bye.